I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. In presidential election years, the map of the United States is broken down into red states like Republican strongholds Utah and North Dakota, and blue states that are safe states for the Democrats like Massachusetts and Connecticut. But the winning votes for the White House are decided by the battleground states. In the 2000 election, the drawn-out battle for Florida votes ultimately decided the winner. Today, we're turning to Democratic delegates from swing states to see what issues they think will decide the 2008 race. We are joined now by Joyce Lalonde, a delegate from Michigan. Johnny Gavan is a retired General Motors worker from Ohio. And Anthony Graves is a first-time Democratic delegate from Colorado. Welcome to News and Notes, all three of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Here's question number one. All of you just recently arrived in Denver. What is it like to come to the convention knowing that you represent a state that could play a major part in deciding the election? Anthony, I understand this is your first convention, so you get the first answer.
Excellent. Well, first, as a Colorado Democrat, it's a pleasure to welcome all the other Democrats from across the country. And we're thrilled to host the convention here because we believe we're going to turn Colorado blue. So the amount of energy and electricity in the air is something we're going to transform into action to get Barack Obama elected as the next president of the United States.
Johnny, do you feel empowered in any way by being a delegate from a swing state?
First, I would like to thank the Colorado people and the Democrats here for inviting us here. And I feel that the job that we have to do, we've done it now. We're promoting unity. And in the state of Ohio, we're going to be united more than we have ever been. And we would like to work with all the other states to make sure that our states fall into that blue category like it should have been in years ago.
Joyce, perhaps because you're coming from Michigan, I believe that's correct. You're coming from Michigan where seating of the delegates was really a big issue during the primary. How are you feeling coming in as a Michigan delegate?
Well, first of all, I think it's a great honor to be a delegate to this convention, this historical convention for the Democratic Party, and Colorado has certainly done a fine job in welcoming us. Do I feel empowered? Yes, because I think there's a great chance for change in Senator Obama and Senator Biden, and I'm thrilled to be here and thrilled to be a part of it. So it'll be great to see Michigan in that blue category once again.
Let me follow that up with this question for you, Joyce. Hillary Clinton is expected to release her delegates, yet some of her supporters still say they won't support Obama. Many of them are women. What are the Clinton delegates from your state saying that you're hearing?
We're going to be unified. We're going to get behind the Democratic candidate like we always have. And, you know, I think a big part of what we're seeing here is what we have in the Democratic Party, a way that all of us can come together, express our own personal views. We're a party of diversity. We're a party of open and honest discussion. And I think when all is said and done and everybody's had their opportunity, we're all going to be singing the same song and dancing the same dance as we go into November. And it's what a party it's going to be.
Well, you know, that certainly sounds good, what you have said, Joyce, and that is the line that the Democratic Party has been trying to put forth for some time now. The question is how realistic and how truthful, to be truthful, that line is. Anthony, what's your take on it?
You know, I actually don't think that's just a party line. I think the Democrats recognize what's at stake in this election, and there are millions of Americans who are really interested in trying to change things for the better, you know, sitting around their kitchen tables looking at economic issues. Democrats understand that they have to pull together, whether they've been a supporter of Senator Clinton or Senator Obama, to make sure that we're marching in the right direction. So I don't think it's just rhetoric.
Johnny, you worked for General Motors for decades, and you have been a supporter of Barack Obama's from the very beginning. What do you tell people about Obama, including your fellow delegates in Ohio, where job losses and other economic problems gave Hillary Clinton the edge?
I tell my fellow delegates that I look sad that if I was on the same side that they was on before the primary, and that would be if I had been a supporter of Hillary. And I tell them that I would be supporting the other candidate because between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, it's not that much different in their policies and the things that they want to do for the American people. So we tell them that we should be unified because we're fighting for the same cause. And Hillary Clinton is even telling her followers that that's what she's done, and that's what we're telling her followers and all of the other people that in the middle class. I'm a labor auto worker, and my labor unions have told me that if without the middle class, this country will not be turned around. So I'm willing to get in there and fight for the middle class, fight for the retirees, fight for the soldiers, and we can turn all this around. And that means that we have to change some things. And Barack Obama believed in that change.
Anthony, this being your first convention, tell us briefly, what was it that brought you to participate this time for the first time?
Certainly, but before I answer that, I just wanted to make one other comment about a unified party. You know, one of the things that I think that Senator Clinton supporters are doing is they're following her wonderful lead, because she's really rallied behind Senator Obama. She's on the train, and we're going forward full steam. You know, the language interaction has been very cordial. I think that all of the Obama organization recognizes the tremendous asset that Senator Clinton provides to the Democratic Party and recognizes the historic contribution she's made as a woman pursuing the presidential nomination. So, you know, we really are in lockstep here. Concerning what really made me want to run, you know, I've been following the Democratic National Convention since I was a little kid. It's something that I used to sit on my family living room and watch with my parents and others. And so it's just a tremendous honor to be here, especially when it's here in my hometown in Colorado. And the reason I got involved beyond these childhood memories is I've never really believed in a candidate like I have Senator Barack Obama. He just has this transparency, this sense of authenticity that I've not really seen before. And so I just feel honored to be one of the voices here in Colorado to support this gentleman who I think is going to transform the direction of our country.
Joyce, the ticket was put together over the weekend, Obama finally announcing his running mate, Senator Joe Biden of Delaware. How much do you think that Biden's foreign policy experience, let's begin with that, is going to impact the ticket?
I think any time that you are fortunate enough to have someone of Senator Biden's expertise in the foreign area, you are very lucky in that that person is available and willing to serve his country and the party. And we understand that Senator Biden brings to the ticket a wealth of knowledge and a wealth of experience, and I think it's a great selection for the ticket, and I think it's one that will be able to take across the nation and garner the votes that are necessary.
Let me follow that point up, Joyce, with this. Biden questioned whether Obama was ready for the presidency when Joe Biden was still in the race. Now, the McCain camp has already jumped on that criticism with a new television ad. How do the Democrats counter that kind of talk effectively, do you think, Joyce?
Well, I think that anyone throughout history that has been involved in a contest, whether it be high school basketball, little league football, whatever it is, you know, you say things because you're out to win that game. And I think that's what Biden was doing when he was running against Senator Obama for the presidential nomination. But when all is said and done, and that one team goes on to the final, everybody who supports those concepts, those ideas, those reasons for change, those dreams, then everybody rallies behind. And it's a part of the political game, but this is reality. And I admire Senator Obama for picking somebody of Senator Biden's strength and his experience. I think it's a wonderful concept.
Johnny, for people who don't know what a delegate does at the convention or who have never been or are not really up to date on what that process involves, briefly give us an idea. How has the Democratic Party shown an interest in you, and is it working in terms of whatever they are doing to try to get you to be a party faithful member?
The Democratic Party have done a great job with me, and I agree with what the Democratic Party has done for all of those things that I told you about, helping with the economy, fighting for the middle class, making sure that the schools and the teachers and everyone have a good foundation to make sure that the next generation would have something like we have. So I believe in the Democratic Party concept, and especially since listening at what I've been hearing for the last few months on what Barack Obama is done and the VP that he picked, I am more strongly a belief in the Democratic Party belief. And I think that if we keep doing what we're doing, we will be able to do a good service for the American people, and we can come out of this with a unified party and a unified America.
Let me bring the conversation to a close with this. I'm going to turn to you again, Anthony, as a first-timer. What are you hoping to take away from this convention experience?
Wow, there's so many things that I'll be leaving this convention with. We're really only on day one, and I feel that I've had three tremendous days full of activity. Yesterday I had an incredible opportunity to meet Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, Governor Kathleen Sebelius of Kansas, Shirley Franklin, Mayor of Atlanta. And beyond that, the caucus meetings, the number of receptions focusing on critical issues that matter to many Americans. I'm really hoping to just really raise my level of understanding about what's very important to Americans. You know, what really is, what are points of concerns, what people are losing sleep over, and then a better understanding of how our party works at its core. This has just been a tremendously edifying experience, and again, I'm just so grateful to have it.
Well, let me thank all three of you for coming on. We appreciate it here at News and Notes. Anthony Graves is a first-time Democratic delegate from Colorado's 1st Congressional District. Joyce Lalonde is a superdelegate from Michigan. And Johnny Gavand is a delegate from Ohio. They all joined me from our special NPR studio in Denver.